Welcome to Awaken Radio. I am your host, Connie Chapman, and each week I bring you inspiring interviews and heart-opening conversations with experts and thought leaders from all over the world. Awaken Radio is your online destination for wisdom and inspiration that will support you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Hello everyone, this is Connie and welcome to today's episode of Awaken Radio. It is so beautiful to be here with you as always, and I'm super excited about today's conversation. I feel like the conversation today is going to be really supportive for a lot of you in a few different ways. First of all, to support you to get your head around this concept of the law of attraction, which is something that many of you have heard of, but perhaps don't quite have a firm grasp on, don't fully understand, and maybe have no idea how to actually start applying some of these principles. So I wanted to open up a conversation with this, and I'm going to be speaking with the incredible Belinda Anderson about this, and we're going to be having a really beautiful in-depth and practical conversation. Now, for those of you who don't know Belinda, she's a certified transformational life coach, and she provides her clients with a safe space to explore who they really are, a space where they discover, connect, and immerse with their true self. Belinda empowers women who have lost a sense of themselves to discover how to live their truest, happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilling life. Working with Belinda is not about achieving external goals. However, you will experience a shift within that deepens your desire to work towards them. Belinda has the ability to take you on an inner journey where you will begin to peel back the layers and let go of any limiting belief stories. Belinda's the author of Living from the Inside Out, a guide to healing and transforming your life from within. And she's also a Pilates and meditation teacher and a proud mama. And Her work, her website, Living from the Inside Out, is just beautiful and such a gorgeous resource for any of you who are on this journey of inner transformation. So make sure you pop on over and check out her work. So Belinda, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Connie. This is an absolute honor to be able to share my energy with your beautiful energy and all your amazing listeners. So thank you truly for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I think we both found when we came across each other's work that we felt a resonance with each other, that on some level we were kind of speaking the same language, although in different ways. So I think this will be a really beautiful dynamic between us today, I hope.
And that's perfect. That's exactly how I feel as well. I feel such a strong connection with you because we do have the same message. Mm. However, we relay it and we speak it in a different language. So that is really beautiful that both of us can come together and share our message in our own language.
Mm. Love it. And that's what I love about these conversations, because you get these two different perspectives on the same topic. So I know you have experienced a lot through your life, the application of the law of attraction, and you've experienced shifts and changes and amazing manifestations in your world as a result of living these principles, and you obviously now teach them as well in your work. But I'd love to give our audience a little bit of a background insight into your journey and perhaps what this journey has been for you of this, your own transformation and coming into the teachings of the law of attraction and actually applying that to your own life.
Well, I guess for me, as all of us do, we all have a story to tell. And for me, I used to hold on to my story, and it used to be fear-based, and it used to hold me back. Although I've always been a high achiever and done fantastic things in my life, I always felt blocked, stuck, that I just really wasn't breaking through and living and being who I authentically am. So for me, it was standing up and owning my story. It was looking back and saying, you know what? My story has empowered me. It has made me who I am. It is, I just really got to that place of owning my story as opposed to coming from a place of victim mentality, which I think I had for a very long time. There was a lot of hurt within me that I just hadn't dealt with. So it was a real inner journey for me. It was a lot of inner work, and that continues. It was learning all about forgiveness. It was just really stepping into my own journey and choosing to make it what I wanted it to be. And for me, the big moment for me was when I became a mother. So that's 12 years ago now. So that was a huge awakening moment for me. It was when my consciousness really rose to a whole new level. It was when I started to think different, when I started to feel differently. And I think it was because I had such a strong unconditional love within me that it just started to radiate from me. It started to awaken me to so many new things. It started me on a learning journey of wanting to learn more and be more and discover more. And that's how the whole law of attraction entered my life.
That's really beautiful, the experience of being a mum, because I feel like there's catalysts for everyone in different ways. And some people have those experiences where they're like, you know, I hit rock bottom and the world crumbled around me. And other people step into motherhood and then something really shifts. How did you then start to get onto these teachings and understanding them? Where did that journey kind of begin for you?
Well, I guess for a long time, like, my background is in health retreats, and I've always loved yoga and meditation and positive thinking. I've always loved those things. But if I'm going to really be honest here, I used to read the books and I used to look at all those spiritual people on a journey, and I was surrounded by them at health retreats, and I wanted that and I thought that I had that. But again, being honest to myself and looking back, which was pre-children, looking back, I intellectually knew all of those things, but I wasn't truly and utterly living and breathing them. Mm-hmm. And that is the big difference. And that's what I see now with people around me. We can read all the books and we can go to all the seminars and we can have all the coaching that we want. And intellectually, we can fill ourselves up with all of that knowledge. But the key is to implement, and the key is to believe, and the key is to feel. And that is how it happened for me once I became a mother. And not initially, it didn't just snap and happen. I just felt differently within when I became a mother. And I think the reason for that was because I had experienced something that I had never really experienced before, that real, true, deep connection of family and that real, true, unconditional love. It was so real. It was so organic, and it was so authentic. So that love within me was just inspiring me to learn and be more. And that's, over time, all of those different things entered my life. And although I may have been doing a lot of those things, I wasn't really authentically living them. Mm-hmm. And it was over time that I realized that just saying the words and just thinking the occasional thought and just doing a little daily action, or not even a daily action, just maybe trying, oh, okay, but it's like thinking that you go to the gym once and you get a new body. It really just doesn't work like that. So, again, it's still a journey for me. I'm still a work in progress. I am still waking up every day and open to learning new things and seeing things in a different perspective. But I keep coming back, yes, to that law of attraction. So understanding that the law of attraction is in constant effect all the time. And for me, it's just understanding that I'm really at a point now that I'm focusing on the beautiful things that I do want in my life, as opposed to getting caught up in the past or the future or my story. So I'm a real big believer in focusing on what I do want to create in my life.
I love what you were sharing about the difference between knowing something and living and embodying something. And this is a beautiful little introduction into the law of attraction. We're going to dive into it, because when you start to understand that the law of attraction is about energy and feelings and your embodiment of this stuff versus your intellectual knowing, I feel like that's when you can really start to harness the power of the law of attraction, because it's your energy that is creating your world and affecting what's coming into your world as well. So can we dive a little deeper into that, about these kind of principles of the law of attraction and how it actually works?
Well, coming back to the law of attraction again, for some people it's like the law of what, you know, they're not quite at that point yet. So I also describe it as things like attracts light, what you focus on is what you create, what you think you become, change your thoughts, change your world. The law of asking and receiving, what goes out always comes back, what you focus on expands, all those type of things. So it's just finding the language that resonates with you. So the way I describe it in basic metaphysical terms is we attract those things that we think of the most, wanted or unwanted. So understanding that like attracts like, and positive and negative thinking bring about positive and negative results respectively. And to come back to that energy of what we just spoke about, to really get your head around it again in basic terms, this is how I like to describe it. Human beings, rocks, plants, animals, absolutely everything in this universe is energy. And according to quantum physics, the energy within something determines its vibration. So understanding that every thought we have in every moment has a frequency. So it's important that we think good thoughts, because what you're thinking is broadcasting a frequency out into the universe, and you're going to match up a similar vibration and that's going to return to you. So the quality of your thoughts is what attracts your experiences to you. And again, breaking that down, I try and allow people to see how this whole and how we are made of energy, how we are human beings, but we're actually made of energy. And the best way to describe that is human beings are made from tissues and organs. And what are tissues and organs made of? Cells. And what are cells made of? Molecules. And what are molecules made of? Atoms. And what are atoms made of? Subatomic particles. And lastly, what are subatomic particles? They're energy. So if we break that down without going through a science lecture, we just see that when you break it all down, everything is energy, and it's not something that we have just created. It is something that has been around forever. But I would probably say when The Secret came out was when it really became accepted by the masses. Would you agree with that, Bonnie?
When that movie came out, that was groundbreaking. And a lot of people are very skeptical about it, which I understand. And it was definitely mainstreamed a little, you know, to target people who were interested in trying to manifest new cars and more money, etc. But I came across that first when it came out. My mum was part of a network marketing company, and they sent her a copy of the DVD when it was very first released, I think even before it was in Australia. And I watched it like five times and I was fascinated. And I think the beautiful thing about it is, similarly to you, it starts to break this concept down into really simple, easy to understand concepts. And I love the connection you're talking about there between our mind and our energy, because the way I understand it, and very similarly to how you've explained it, is that the thoughts that I'm thinking determine and affect the energy I'm feeling within my body. So my thoughts are creating emotions, and emotion is just energy in motion. So it's these feelings that I'm carrying within my body. And then I like to almost use a visual and imagine myself, as you said, like radiating a signal. So there's almost this aura of energy coming out from me that at one point I might be vibrating at sadness and depression, or I might be kind of in the energy of joy and happiness. And depending on that, I'm emanating that energy from me. And as you've said, with like attracts like, that will determine the energy in the world that I line up with that matches me. So people who are also in a state of joy, or opportunities that help me feel more joy. And for me, the Secret really helped me grasp that. Do you use a similar type of connection between thoughts and emotions like that?
Definitely. Our thoughts create our feelings, and it's our feelings that create. It's our feelings that is the energy. And what you just said then was so beautiful as well. I have all the time people say to me, I'm finding people are falling out of my life as I travel this inner journey and as I travel my spiritual journey. Things are looking a little messy. People are falling out of my life. And it's because we are changing our energy. Our energy is no longer in line or aligned with people that were once part of our life. And I can see that myself. And it's not what's right and what's wrong. It's just what's happening with our energy. I have found that I have had, and it's family and it's friends, I have had certain people fall away from my life because our energy is no longer aligned. What that has done is created space for new people who are aligned with my energy. And that was really hard. That was a really difficult thing for me to grasp. And it did sadden me initially. But when I started to get my head around, you know, like birds of a feather flock together, and just how our energy attracts other like energy, I was realizing that all it was a shift in energy that was happening. So, you know, coming back to the concept of the negative thoughts create a low vibrational frequency, and positive thoughts create a high vibrational frequency. And every minute we are all transmitting energy. So for me, understanding that the lowest frequencies are produced by emotions such as unhappiness and depression, negativity and anger at the world, and the middle frequency, I guess you could describe it as being on autopilot, where you just keep doing and creating the same old thing. And the highest frequency is happiness. You are in the flow of life. And this is where you begin to attract and manifest what your heart desires. This is circumstances, situations, and particular people in your life. So learning that was a big stepping stone for me as well.
So I think that's really comforting what you've shared. I know a lot of people are going through really big changes, and for them to remember that anything that's leaving their life, as you said, it's comforting to know it's because you are accelerating, you are raising your vibration, you're shifting within yourself. And it's actually, as hard and scary as it is, it's a beautiful bit of evidence to show how much you've changed, to when you start to see things leave your life that were maybe built on an old and lower energy in the past. What I want to dive into with you, because you touched on it a bit and I find it really fascinating, is so we're talking about thoughts, right? And the power of our thoughts on our feelings and our energy. And this is where I think people get a little tripped up with affirmations, for example, because you can easily recite an affirmation or try to install some new belief system, but feel a completely different energy because you don't believe it. So you might sort of say, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, and underneath it, you just feel lack, right? So I'm really, you know, from a practical perspective, kind of supporting people with this stuff, I really like to take the approach that if you can use your mind to support you to feel those feelings, great. But I would actually say it's what you're feeling that's more important than just maybe reciting some affirmations that don't make you feel anything. What's been your kind of practice around that, or how you support people with that?
I agree with you totally with that, Connie. I hear it all the time. Affirmations don't work. They don't work. You know, I hear it constantly. And at the moment, with the Mind Cleanse program that I'm having at the moment, that's a big thing that I'm getting, that they're really struggling with affirmations because people believe. And I think, as much as I love The Secret, I think that was a concept that people really didn't get their head around. They believed that if they said something, it would just appear.
Yes.
So that was my you know, people watch The Secret and say to me, oh, but I'm saying all the right things, but nothing's showing up. I'm not manifesting anything. And the reason is because you don't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's got to be your dominant beliefs. It can't be just these words that you speak. You have to feel it. You have to believe it to create it. And if you don't really, and initially you won't believe it because you'll think, well, you know, my life's a little bit messy right now and I'm telling myself how beautiful and amazing life is. So initially you will feel awkward and you may feel a little ridiculous, but it's important to find an affirmation that resonates with you, that makes sense for you. And it's about repetition. It is about saying things until you do believe them, until you do feel them to be true for you. And that won't happen in a 24-hour period. You have to stay with it. You have to, these, and understanding that the subconscious doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is not. So you can fill it up with stories of fear that aren't true, that are all an illusion, or you can fill it up with things that may not have happened or are happening in your life right now, but if you stick with it and you continue with your affirmations and you continue to create that feeling, you will begin to manifest it. One thing I find that when affirmations are really powerful for me is when I'm relaxed. It's not, and it's when I'm in meditation. So again, that's with the whole visualization as well. I find the initial thing for me is meditation, so just connecting within, slowing everything down, letting the outside world drop away, and then introducing my affirmations, and then introducing my visualizations. Especially to begin with, if you're new to affirmations, I would definitely say to get yourself in a relaxed state as you say them.
I love that, and I'm so glad you shared that, because particularly with things like The Secret, and people create their vision boards and their affirmations and everything they want to create, I think there's like a tendency to want to get in a really amped up state, like I've got to raise my vibration and I've got to be excited and buzzing. And I agree with you. I actually feel that real calm energy, particularly when you're in a state almost of knowing, like just knowing it's done versus trying to push it excitedly to be done. I agree with you, though, the ability to slow down and be calm and come into an inner space of balance and connectedness with yourself, that's when I play around with visualization. And that's when I play around, same with you, with affirmations and maybe some new desires I want to create. I think that's, and would you agree as well, you know, meditation could be a tool, but even people doing things like maybe being out in nature and kind of walking and playing around with stuff then versus trying to sit in a room and amp themselves up into a positive state?
Yes, because again, people, we all get caught up in the overthinking and the overanalyzing and the logic mind, and we think, okay, I don't have 20 minutes to sit in the lotus position in a temple and meditate. You can meditate when you're out walking. You can meditate when you're gardening. You can meditate when you're exercising. Meditation's basically just the art of focusing on one thing. So if you're walking out in nature and you're just focusing on your breath and the sights around you and saying your affirmations, you're in a relaxed state. You're connecting to the divine. You're feeling that, you know, warm and fuzzy feeling within. So there's no right or wrong. And I think as we progress in our journey, we start to understand that. We start to understand that there is no right or wrong. There, it is coming back to what feels right for you.
Yeah, and letting your feelings be your guide. So if someone else, you know, is excellent at using vision boards and meditating in lotus position, you know, if that feels good to them, beautiful. And if it feels good to you to just walk slowly in nature and repeat some affirmations gently to yourself, or just say, you know, I love and accept myself and all is well. If that's all that feels good to you right now, then reach for that. This reminds me of the concept of following your bliss, which Joseph Campbell teaches. And I follow the teachings of Abraham Hicks, which I'm guessing you probably do as well. They teach a lot about energy, vibration, law of attraction. And if people want to know more about this, I recommend they check them out. But their teachings is almost, if sort of focusing on this new future or relationship or career you want to create actually kind of makes you feel a bit tense and forced and anxious, then just reach for what feels good right now. Follow your bliss. And if right now your bliss is having a hot bath, if right now your bliss is just going to play with your puppy dog, if right now your bliss is just hanging out with your husband, follow that, because it's when you're in the state of bliss that you're radiating that signal. You don't even actually have to be trying to manifest. Do you agree with that?
Entirely. Because I believe as well what we get caught up with is controlling and forcing, yes, which is a repelling energy. Yes. It repels.
It's fear-based.
Yes. So it's saying, okay, you're really coming from a place of fear right now. You're trying to control the outcome and you're trying to force. So you repel. That's your energy. You're repelling what you actually want. So when you come from a place of bliss and a place of calm, and this is a really huge thing for us all to grasp, because we want it and we want it now, mm-hmm, you know, and we've all come from that place. But when you let that go and you are confident and you know that what is coming to you, it may not necessarily be what you want, but I can pretty much guarantee it's exactly what you need. So just being open and trusting and coming from that place of love and believing that what is entering your life is in the most perfect divine timing. It is all unfolding just as it should, instead of being so wrapped up in that fear base. So the big key, I guess, is not becoming attached to the things that you want. But when you let go and relax and allow, the good things really begin to manifest.
And it's meant to be easy and it's meant to be effortless. And there's a beautiful sense of trust, I think, when you can let go. Something that I've had to practice, and then I wonder if this is something you've taken on board as well, which I'm sure you probably have, is I've almost had to completely let go of the form. So the shape or form that I think something's going to come in, definitely the timing of when I think it's going to come. And, you know, if we, you know, would even draw on the teachings of Danielle Laporte, who teaches a lot about feelings and the feeling you want to experience. My manifestation process at the moment is, you know, I'm about to move house and I'm working on relationships and business. How do I want that to feel? And can I start feeling that way now? And whatever apartment comes my way, whatever relationship comes my way, whatever he looks like, it's kind of irrelevant as long as it feels how I want it to feel. Yeah?
Exactly. And it keeps coming back to those feelings that, because if we want a particular thing and we want it to form a particular way and we want it to come in a particular time, we may miss out on things that we actually really, we may miss out on something far greater. And coming back as well to that whole feelings, you know, when I believe that our egos are incredibly good at focusing on outcomes, expectation, ambition, striving, competition, mm-hmm, always wanting more. And I think that we get carried away with making goals. And I personally believe that we put far too much focus and emphasis on the future. And in doing so, I think we've become regimented and we tend to ignore and neglect what's in our moment right now, the present moment, which is the moment, you know, is the moment we truly have any power over. So we miss out on the here and now, and time passes us by because we're too consumed with waiting for that big 5-year plan to come around. For me, the more study and research and practical work that I have done and personal experience I've had, I realize the significance of taking in the now by seizing the moment, what feels right now. I feel that this really allows us to relish and prosper in the present moment rather than hovering around waiting for the future to present us with this huge, big master plan. But coming back to goals, they're very important to have, as they give us clarity and something to aim for, and they keep us focused on track. But is it really the goal that you are chasing? Or is it a feeling? Is it a feeling of being happy? Is it the feeling of being loved? Is it the feeling of being admired and noticed? Is it the feeling of being successful? I truly believe if we take care of the now and we tap into our feelings now, all those beautiful dreams and goals that you have for your future will naturally, absolutely, authentically, naturally begin to unfold and appear. My journey started 15 months ago with living from the inside out, and I have just allowed things to enter my life. I haven't forced or controlled anything. Yes, it's good to have a vision and it's good to feel, you know, what you want to do, but just stepping back and just going, you know what? I believe if I'm listening to my heart, if I'm following my passion, the universe will conspire and make what's meant to happen happen.
And what you've said about tending to the now, looking after the now, is absolutely spot on, because your now is creating your future. Your now is creating the next moment and the next moment. So exactly what you're saying, when we're in this space of striving, we're currently feeling lack. We're feeling my desire isn't here. I'm unhappy. Something's wrong. Something's missing. And as you embody that feeling now, your future is infused with that. And I love what you shared, because your practice of just tending to the now, how am I feeling now? Am I feeling happy, fulfilled, at peace? And if not, how can I support myself to feel that way? And then you can let go, because you know right now I'm emanating the feelings of how I want to feel and of how I want my future to feel. And so I can just let go and flow and trust that anything that's going to come to me is going to match that.
Perfect. Coming back to understanding that you are a molecular structure that's vibrating energy. So that energy is positive when your thoughts and feelings are positive, and it's negative when your feelings are negative and your thoughts are negative. So again, our energy is just like a magnet. It attracts the same energy. Therefore, if your energy is negative, if your energy is fear, if it's lack or scarcity, you're going to attract more of that, because that's what you focus on, and what you focus on expands. So the key is to coming back to the moment, to the present moment, feeling, tapping into your feelings. How do I want to feel? And focusing on what you do want as opposed to what you don't want.
That's a beautiful distinction. I know you mentioned that right at the start, and let's just dive into that a little bit. I think sometimes people think they are focusing on what they want, but they don't realize they're actually focusing on what they don't want. And what you don't want is beautiful, gives you beautiful clarity about what you do want instead. And there's a guy named Michael Lozier, who's from Canada, who teaches the law of attraction, and he has this beautiful tool, which maybe is something people can apply, is if you're really clear what you don't want, say you're in a job that like you hate, and he's like, draw two columns on a page, and in one column write, this is what I don't want. And you write out everything about your job that you dislike. And then you, on the other side, it's what you do want, and you look for the opposite of that. Because sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know what I want. But knowing what you don't want helps give you clarity about what you do want. So what's kind of your practice around, because I think that that's exactly what we need to do, is focus on what we do want to create. How do you kind of take your attention off something that you don't like or don't want it and make sure it's connected with what you do want?
Well, what I find amongst my clients, they're very clear on knowing what they don't want. And that's great. Being clear on what you don't want allows you, it's great to be aware of what you don't want, but you really want to be clear on what you do want. So again, people will say things, oh yeah, well, I don't want to be unhappy, and I don't want to be in a bad job, and I don't want to be in a toxic relationship. So they're really focusing on don't, instead of just changing their language a little bit. And again, that comes back to that subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. That comes back to your affirmations, where you've got to start with, you've got to be saying them every day. all the time to really start convincing yourself and focusing on what you do want. So I guess most of us ask ourselves things like, what I say to my clients actually is, what can you ask yourself? A question you can say is, or ask yourself is, how can I get something to feel better? That's what most of us ask. Most of us ask ourselves, how can I get something to feel better? Instead, we should be asking ourselves, how can I feel better? And therefore be an energetic match for attracting more greatness into my life. So the emphasis must be placed on the internal. It must be not getting the luxurious house or the great relationship or the exuberant pay rise or the relationship. They will come if your feelings and thoughts regarding what you desire are in alignment. So in order to get what you want, you must first get into alignment with it. So you have to think it, you have to believe it, and you have to feel it. The more you get into the feeling space with what you desire, the more you start to believe that it's really on its way. And from a metaphysical point of view, if you believe it's already there, once you remove what's blocking it. So it's important to make time for thinking, feeling, and believing, because we can get so stuck on, you know, being in that place of what we don't want. Contrast is a really good thing because it shows us what we want. It helps us get clear on what we want. So again, if your thoughts are taking you someplace else that and they are focusing on the negative, just look at them from a different perspective. Look at them as to say, well, okay, I'm really clear on knowing what I don't want, and doing what you said with your two columns, putting down one column what you don't want and then putting in that other column what you do want.
It's, yeah, I the power of our focus, and I think, you know, why we're doing what we're doing, as you exactly said, we strive for goals because we think we need that thing outside of us to make us happy. And both you and I focus on inner work. And the reason that we do is because we know that the world can't make you feel anything that you're not already feeling within you. You might get that job, you might get that relationship or pay rise, and you're still going to feel empty and unsatisfied. And the true journey of fulfillment is learning how to fill yourself up with those feelings. I just wrote a blog post on this today, and then you overflow into the world. That is where you find true happiness, and that's where you can detach from people and stop putting pressure on them to make you feel how you want to feel. Stop putting pressure on your job to be the source of your success, and you learn how to become the source of that for yourself.
That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned, Connie. I think we've all lived in a place of where we focus on the exterior. You know, we want to fit into those skinny jeans. We want to look great on the outside. And there's nothing wrong with looking great on the outside. That just shows that you have, you know, pride within yourself. But I have been both. I have focused on my external and I have focused on my internal. And I can tell you which one feels better. Mm-hmm. When I was so wrapped up in how everything looked on the outside, there was no substance within me. There was no real love. I was full of fear, to be honest. So I believe what you just said, when we focus on the inside, the outside takes care of itself, whether that's our appearance, whether that's our relationships, whether that's our financial situation, whether that's our relationships, all those things. And it's like magic. Mm-hmm. You know, they all... Because, you know, if we're not happy within ourselves and we have no self-respect and we have no self-esteem and our energy's really low, we're going to attract exactly the same energies. You know, that is what we're going to get more of. If we believe we're not worthy, we're going to attract people who also believe that we're not worthy.
Absolutely. And people wonder why they keep attracting that same guy, or why life feels like a broken record, or they never get the pay rise and they never get the promotion, you know, etc. I'd love to know, what are some of your personal practices that support you to fill yourself up, you know, from the inside out? Obviously, meditation is one of them. What really creates those feelings for you?
Well, yeah, lots of different things: yoga, meditation, affirmations, visualization, being with my family, turning all technology off, completely unplugging, getting out in nature, breathing, conscious breathing. It always brings me back. Music, just all those things that are uplifting, surrounding myself with people that when I leave their presence, their energy has made me feel uplifted. When I finish a conversation, I want to feel uplifted. And that was all a journey for me as well. I remember I used to leave, you know, and maybe it was because I was giving it out as well, you know. I remember being drained energetically and emotionally and from surrounding myself in certain circles. And now that I've stepped away from that, I've really understood more and more about energy. And for me, with my clients, I kind of put a six-step process on how to apply the law of attraction. And, you know, without getting into it in too much detail, I'll just go through those six steps as basic as I can. So step one is understanding that the law of attraction is always working 100% of the time. So all you have to do is ensure that you are co-creating with the universe. And this means focusing internally to raise your vibration. And all those things I just said, they raise my vibration. For you, it could be exercise, it could be meditation, it could be yoga, it could be gardening, whatever it is, whatever makes you feel good will raise your vibration. Step two is getting clear on what you want. So clarity is the key when it comes to attracting and manifesting. We need to cultivate the feeling of having what we desire and then release our attachment to the outcome. And step three is, if your desires aren't showing up and you're thinking, well, I'm saying all the right things and I'm, you know, you're obviously focusing more on the unwanted things and that's why they're beginning to show up. And this can be a real difficult concept initially, but if you keep reminding yourself that what you get is what you focus on, it will help you shift your thoughts from what you don't want to what you do want. So just pay attention of what is showing up in your life. Step four is you must think it, feel it, and believe it for it to show up. Again, coming back, it is the feelings that make manifestation come into form. It is the feelings that create. So always be aware of how you are feeling. Step five, coming back to your affirmations. And I think we covered this before, but you can say as many affirmations as you like. You can put hundreds of vision boards all over your house. You can pin $100 notes all over your home. You can make all the wishes you like. But if you don't truly and utterly believe it and feel that those desires can become your reality, then energetically you're not going to attract them, nor will you be prepared to do the work or take the action that is needed. So you need to truly believe if you want to receive. And the last step, step six, is when you become a deliberate creator and you no longer vibrate energy of fear or disbelief, you begin to trust that the universe really does have your back. You begin to co-create with the universe and you begin to take on your role as a deliberate creator of your life and you allow it to be all that it can be. And this happens when you practice steps 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it's just those putting all of those in place, and we have covered all them, but do you know what it all comes back to? It comes back to our feelings.
That's a beautiful process, and I love that you shared that because it's really, really supportive for people. And you know, if people were going to take anything away from this as a starting point, because I know my personal experience was when I first came across this work, I just got really like a bit frenetic and I've got to do all this stuff and create this vision board and get stuff happening and manifest and play bigger. And it was like, oh my God, it was overwhelming. And really, I feel if we can just peel it back to remembering, it's all about how you feel, as you just said, and it's all about the energy that you're radiating, and just make your starting point be to feel good and to work with the practices you shared there with the intention of not trying to manipulate energy so you can manifest, but just so you can feel good. And this whole process is meant to be fun, easy, and effortless.
Yes. coming back to what you, and that's exactly right, coming back to, and your feelings will guide you. If something feels right, it generally is. If something doesn't feel right, it's generally not. So understanding and following and listening and allowing your feelings to be your guide.
Absolutely. Following that feeling moment by moment, I think that's really an incredible practice.
Most definitely. And what you were saying then, you know, with Abraham Hicks, there's a fantastic book that helps you understand more about your feelings and the emotional guidance system, Ask and It's Given, and that will help you grasp how important it actually is to always coming back to, okay, how do I feel about this right now and what can I do to make myself feel slightly better? And tiny little steps up that emotional guidance system can really lead to big, big changes.
Spot on. It's absolutely spot on. It's just that again, as you said before, bringing it into the now and just constantly checking in with yourself. How am I feeling? What energy am I radiating right now? Okay, well, that's not what I want to be radiating because that's going to bring me results that I don't want. Okay, how can I support myself to move into a greater sense of peace or joy or play or laughter or gratitude, acceptance, passion, inspiration? And it's, yeah. Wow, this has just been such an incredible conversation because I feel like we've been able to kind of peel back this big meaty topic of the law of attraction to something really delicate and simple and easy to apply moment by moment. So, Belinda, your guidance has been phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been my absolute pleasure to, dive a little deeper, but just to make it simple as well, just so people don't feel overwhelmed and they don't feel, well, that sounds too complicated for me and there's no possible way that I could implement that in my life. So, again, just doing what feels right for you. You don't have to do everything at once. It's just little steps every day, just little steps, and that is going to ultimately create really big, beautiful, magical changes in your life.
Spot on. Now, before we wrap up, I know you do so many phenomenal things through the work that you do with people and online. I'm just wondering if, you know, you want to share with us anything you're working on, anything that's coming up for you. What can people expect for you over the coming months?
Well, at the moment, we all do detoxes and cleanses for our body, and what I found was, okay, you know, there's all these cleanses and detoxes out there, but what about detoxing our mind? So I created a 21-day mind cleanse program, and we're in day 10 of that at the moment, and we have over 200 people from all over the world gathering together, supporting and encouraging one another. And it's being created to help people just shift their perception, change the way they think, because ultimately when we change our thoughts, we change our life. It's been created for 21 days because, you know, that is the time basically the minimum amount of time it takes you to form a new habit or break an old one. So this has been a really amazing program for me. It is helping people shift their perception and outlook in life. It's helping them think more positively. It's teaching them how to rewire their brain. It's creating new neural pathways. It's helping them hit the restart button on their mindset. And it's allowing them to access the power of their mind and quieten the negative thoughts. So for me, this was huge. I want to help people override the previous conditioning and the programming, and I want them just to really understand the power of the mind. So this program is something I'm incredibly passionate about, and I'm seeing results already in day 10, but I'm going to run that program again in about a month's time once this one's over. So I have retreats, a retreat in Fiji coming up next year, and all little things all coming together. But my thing at the moment that I'm really focused on and what feels really great for me is my 21-day mind cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. And you know, I completely agree with you on the power of cleansing and detoxing the mind. You know, it's one of the most powerful things you can do, and it's beautiful, beautiful inner work. So thank you for sharing that with us, and I know you're making a massive impact on so many people through the message that you're sharing and through your own personal journey. So I appreciate you taking the time to share that with my audience today, and it's been incredible speaking to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Connor. Connie, it's an absolute honor to speak with you and your audience, and I truly hope to connect with you again soon.
Me too. Have a beautiful day, and thank you to everyone for tuning into today's episode of Awaken Radio. I hope you have had some beautiful realizations, aha moments, and taken some practical tools from today's conversation, and I look forward to chatting to you again in our next episode. See you guys. Bye.